One very important principle is illustrated in many ayat of the Quran Sharif. Here, for example, with regard to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when Zulaikha, the wife of Aziz, had tried to seduce him, and then he refused, and finally after she called the woman of Egypt for a dawah also, and they all spoke bad about her. How could she do such a thing? And then she made Yusuf alayhi salam walk in front of them, and when they saw him, they were so overtaken with his beauty that they also, instead of cutting the fruit with the knives, they cut their own hands also. And at that time, they interceded with Yusuf for Zulaikha, and she told Yusuf, do what she wants from you. So this the Quran Sharif says, قَالَ رَبِّ السِّجْنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ, that, O Allah, the prison they are threatening me with, that if you don't do this guna, we will put you in prison. So the prison is more beloved to me, not beloved, more beloved, ahab, to me than committing this guna. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained that in the path of Allah, when the jail of Allah, in the path of Allah, to save oneself from sin, all the difficulties, hardships, mujahada, when they are so sweet, ahabbu ilayya mimma yaduna, compared to that guna, that is more sweet. When the thorns of the path of Allah are so sweet, then how beautiful and sweet won't the roses of Allah's path be? So this is when a person has the love of Allah. Anyway, that is one point there. And then further, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيْهِ, of this sin which they are calling me to. يَدْعُونَنِي, like that outwardly it looks like a masculine word, but it's a feminine. It is the Jama'a Mu'annas Ghaib Sigha. So what all that women are calling me to? Yeah, the ulama have explained that it were all that women didn't call him to commit sin with them. Only Zulaikha invited him to commit that sin with him. So why did the Quran Sharif refer to all of them? Because they interceded for her. They were happy that he should do that sin. From here and many other ayat of the Quran Sharif also, whenever we associate, we become an accomplice to a sin, the equal that sin is on us also. So we must be very careful that we don't get involved in any type, not of sin, but mixing with the people of sin. People who commit sins, whether it is open kufr sins, and we have a hearty connection with them. Shariat has given all the limits, how much we can associate and with what intentions. But just to befriend them and to encourage, that is a very big sin, or that is equal to that sin also. So unfortunately, we know that in the Tabligh Jamaat, we have got two groups now. And the one group, which they are having the Ijtima in somewhere in October. So that also, and all the wrong things which are being spoken about there, totally against Shariat, against the laws of Allah. It is so hard and difficult to even repeat those words, what things have been said. Just unfortunately, so that we can understand the gravity of the seriousness of many, many things. One is that when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was called by Allah to go by Allah Mount Tur, and when he went, and he left his brother Harun alayhi salam in charge of the Bani Israel. At that time, the Bani Israel started worshipping the calf, and they made kufr. So then, na'uzubillah, then it is said that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the cause of their guna. How could he have gone and left? He was the actual responsible person. How could he leave his brother Harun in charge? Now, to put a blame like this on a Nabi, what's the condition of one's iman? Another, for example, that our iman is more stronger than the iman of the Anbiya, than the iman of the Malaika, and the iman of the Sahaba. Where we and where that iman? And all these things are actual fact. They are on audio also. Any person can listen to them also. and the translation also people have made it, and many other things. And like, for example, from the Shura side, when they send their jamaats, they give them hidayat, guidance, what you must go and speak about. They get training on the 6 points, etc. In the same way, those people, the people who come from there, are also trained in this way. And they also promote all these wrong things. So if we associate anyway with them, we host that jamaat, we join them, we go there, we will be equally in sin with all that. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand, and it is a matter of our iman. Many of us, what we feel, must keep unity, peace. Unity and peace can never be on batil and falsehood. Unity and peace is only on the haq, on the truth. So we must be very careful. Anyone that we know also, warn them also of it. And these are not just hearsay things. They are 100% proof, proper proof. And when it was, these words were said, where they were said, and the actual words, the actual audio is also present, and the seriousness of the matter, that is also explained. May Allah save us all, inshallah. In that also, one of the wrong things which are taught by this other group of the jamaat, that the effort of deen is more important than the ibadat of Allah. For what is the effort? For bringing deen in our lives, ibadat in our lives. The means can never be superior than the object, than the end. For what we are doing things, that is what we are doing. And the means are necessary. And it's got value. But it isn't the object. It isn't the end. The end is the object what we, for deen to come in our lives. So all these matters, let us check ourselves.